Hi, my name is Stanley Jones, and welcome to the inaugural Staff Council podcast. Joining me today is...
I'm Ashley Lee, and I work with University Advancement.
And I'm Sergeant Mike Stewart with the University Police Department.
That's right, our boys. So we're going to be recording a podcast. This is the first one to help staff get a handle on what is going on around Columbus State University. So let's just fire it right off by talking about the Banner move to the cloud. A USG mandate has mandated that Banner, the back-end database system behind Columbus State's student data, is moving to the cloud. This is going to happen on June 6th at 5 p.m. At that point, Banner will be frozen, and it will then unfreeze and magically appear in the cloud on Monday morning. So just be aware, or Tuesday morning. So just be aware of that, and yeah, that's pretty important information. Ashley, you want to talk about the theater?
Yes. So I know that a lot of our faculty and staff are here over the summer and have kids that they want to take out and go and do things out in the community. And one awesome resource that maybe some folks haven't considered is going to visit our beautiful Riverside Theater at our historic Uptown campus. We have several performances going on throughout the summer. Don't Dress for Dinner, and that's our dinner theater performance. Corduroy, which is kid-friendly, and Legally Blonde. And just as a reminder for all staff, tickets are buy one, get one free. And so this is a great opportunity. For more information about these performances, you can call the box office at 706-507-8444.
And that sounds like a lot of fun. I think a lot of people should take advantage of that. You know, that sounds like a good time. And it's right, you know, it's right here in our backyard. Mike, you want to talk about the flex hours coming up?
Yeah, so we should be like really excited about these flex hours. You know, people can go home early on Fridays. So this is going to be on a department basis. So check with your department guys. You know, you come in, you can work a little extra through the week, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday you can go home at noon, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be great, man. Maybe we can set some up and go do some stuff Friday afternoon, right?
That sounds like a good time. I like that idea. I like that. And that's just through the summer, right?
Just through the summertime.
All right. That's awesome. Another thing we wanted to mention is there is a staff development day coming up on June 7th from 8 to 12 in the Rec Center. And that's just going to be a fantastic event that it's been a long time coming. Staff Council has been wanting it for a while. We look forward to that. It's going to be just a great day of professional development for all our staff.
Most definitely.
Let's congratulate a few people. So the new registrar, Stephanie Spear, congratulations on that. That's awesome. We also have a new financial aid director, Stephanie Lawrence. Congratulations to you as well. We're excited about the new hires and the new blood coming into CSU. Let's see. Movie tickets. So who wants to talk about movie tickets?
So, man, you know, this is like actual a bummer for me because, you know, I like to go and pick up those discounted movie tickets. So, sad to say that, hey, they're no longer going to be offering these as of June 30th. So, hey, guys, if you want to go ahead and go grab you some tickets, go ahead and do it now because, hey, as of June 30th, we're going to be not going to be having that anymore.
That's too bad. That's too bad. I think that the apps and the fancy way people view media now has kind of killed that. But that's kind of sad. I like buying those tickets. Ashley, you want to catch us up on what's going on in Human Resource?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting June 19th, the HR and payroll teams will be hosting a series of open forums. They're going to invite us to spend an hour with HR and payroll, and they welcome you to bring your questions, comments, feedback, and concerns to the forums. They'll be held from 10 to 11 in the CCT auditorium on the following date, so that's June 19th, August 7th, September 4th, October 2nd, November 6th, and December 4th. So just for summer purposes, keep in mind that those first upcoming dates are going to be June 19th and August 7th.
So you folks heard that right. If you got some beef or you want to understand how HR and payroll works, come to one of these sessions and get your knowledge on, because I think that stuff is that's pretty important for all of us to know. Let's see. So what's else going on? Okay, the library. So if any of you walk by the library, you've seen guys with sledgehammers out there pounding the wall down. That's because there's renovations that are ongoing now all the way until, I guess, the new year, 2020. People just basically say be warned of construction noise. Obviously, it's a library, so dudes beating on the wall with hammers isn't exactly conducive to a learning, quiet learning environment. So just be warned that that is going to be going on. I think I already saw them remove some kind of satellite dish out the back. They're actually doing a lot of work over there, and it looks great so far. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that, but just be wary that that's going to be a construction zone for a little while. And now we'll have LaShika talk about the rec center.
Hello, everyone. I'm LaShika Thomas, Assistant Director of Campus Recreation, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on at the Rec Center. So our summer hours are Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 8, and that is when you can get your workout in early, or if you're like me, I'm not a morning person, you need to come in the evening to get your swole on. The cost for this summer membership is only $44, and it goes until the first day of fall semester. So what are you waiting for? Come get your summer membership today. Well, if you have a membership and you're wondering now, what do I do? We have several group fitness schedules. We have yoga, boot camp, mixed fit, anything from beginner to advanced. So come on in today and get your summer membership.
And now Rodrigo Bondo from the Registrar's Office is going to talk about SimFest.
Hello, my name is Rodrigo Bondo and I work up at the Registrar's Office. I'm here to tell you about an event that happens every summer, July 12th and 13th this year, the Columbus Interactive Media Fest, or SimFest. It's a get-together for gaming industry, entertainment industry, and academics. On the 12th, we'll be having a workshop from 3 to 5 on Blender, so come learn about some 3D modeling. And then after that, we'll get together Ruby Tuesday so you can meet the speakers and everyone that's getting together. Following day, 9 a.m., Davidson Center, start fresh with different talks and all. Returning this year, we got Bob Carter, voice actor from Atlanta, known for his voice of Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat. Joe Cassava, who is a indie developer from Atlanta. And then our keynote this year is Demetrius Dukes from the Columbus State Art Department, the new animation professor. And then myself will be making an appearance with a talk talking about some simulations and movies and games. So come check it out.
And now a quick update from CSU Athletics. CSU Athletics finished second in the Peach Belt Conference Commissioners Cup standings, which is given out to the best overall athletic department based on regular season standings. It was a 10th straight year that CSU finished second or first. That's amazing, guys. Women's soccer player Brooke Nail was named the PBC Female Scholar Athlete of the Year, which is the highest individual honor awarded by the conference. It's the seventh student athlete in CSU's history to win the award and first since 2016. Congratulations. The program also won 3 Peach Belt Conference regular season championships, including one in women's soccer, one in men's tennis, and one in women's tennis, and 3 PBC tournament titles in the same sports. CSU also had 5 All-Americans, 2 in women's soccer and 3 in men's tennis, as well as 3 Peach Belt Conference Player of the Year awards with Olivia Jarrell for women's soccer, KP Panu for men's tennis, and Jordan Dahl for men's golf. There were also 2 Peach Belt Conference Freshman of the Year awards in Rachel Swigard for women's soccer and Hannah Rose Corbin in softball. CSU also received 3 Peach Belt Conference Coach of the Year awards, Jay Intlick, women's soccer, and Evan Isaacs for men and women's tennis. 63 All Peach Belt Conference performers from Columbus State, as well as 50 student athletes selected to the Peach Belt Conference All Academic teams. That is incredible. CSU also graduated 32 current or former student athletes at the 2019 spring graduation. And let us not forget, the men's tennis team played in its second consecutive national championship match. Great job, CSU Athletics. You guys are incredible. Another thing we'd like to mention on this podcast is the hours of the Cougar dining facilities. So it looks like the Schuster Pod will be open in the mornings until around 2. And then the cafe, of course, will be open for lunch and dinner on main campus, and Subway only for lunch. So that means no Chick-fil-A. The market downtown is also open for its regular hours. If you want to know more about the dining, look at columbusstate.campusdish.com/locations and menus if you want to learn more. I think that's important, is sometimes you just got to eat. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in for the inaugural Staff Council podcast. I'm Stanley Jones.
I'm Ashley Lee.
And I'm Mike Stewart.
And we appreciate you checking it out. If you have any information you'd like to add to this podcast, please email us at staffpod@columbusstate.edu. And the question for the month to ponder is 0 a number?
Wow.
Yeah.
Never thought of it like that.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Email me what you think. staffpod@columbusstate.edu. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you next time.